the Labor Day weekend, a scant few days away, things are as good as they get in the natural world. September, almost here, is the perfect month. It inspires dreams for birders. It has everything. The weather is usually fantastic. All species of birds are migrating with their respective populations at their annual peak. There is the potential for any bird to arrive on Cape and Island shores from anywhere. And the possibility of the great undeveloper, quote-unquote, a.k.a. a hurricane, impacting the region, this month is full of promise and invariably delivers the goods. The fall migration is impressive on the Cape and Islands, with multiples of tens or more birds than are found in spring. Reasons for this are many. Firstly, there are many more birds in the population, bolstered by all the young birds that were fledged this summer. Secondly, species' migratory routes that have them following the eastern seaboard have been honed for thousands of years. The successful migrants survive to pass on their genes. They have learned to utilize tailwinds that aid their travel and require the expenditure of less muscular energy. They avoid the wide-ranging temperature swings found inland, engage in predator avoidance, and take advantage of abundant fruits and berries, basically following the path of least resistance. It is awe-inspiring to imagine millions of small birds flying in the night sky at this time of year. The black pole warbler is the undisputed long-distance champion migrant of wood warblers. Many members of this species fly nonstop from Cape Cod to South America. They are shocking in their physical achievements. This next week is also the best week of the year for buff-breasted and barred sandpipers to appear. These globetrotters are on a tight schedule, moving from the high Arctic to southern South America. If they do appear in our area, it invariably happens in a very small window of opportunity, and that time is now. In fact, historically, this next week promises to be excellent. The next few weeks are the time when the region may encounter one or more of those intense tropical storms known as hurricanes. Powerful and disruptive low-pressure systems, hurricanes often displace bird species hundreds and occasionally thousands of miles from where they would normally be. They can transport pelagic birds from the South Atlantic to the North Atlantic, drive tropical birds into cold northern waters, and disrupt migrating birds. While often causing short-term disastrous damage on certain species, they are part and parcel of life for migrant and oceanic bird species. The birds are able to detect the approaching low pressure and are remarkably adept at dodging the bullet, so to speak. More often than not, birders are disappointed after the passage of a hurricane precisely because so few birds got caught up in it. Occasionally, though, a hurricane will live up to its fearsome reputation. There have been times, albeit rare and decades apart, when after a major hurricane, Cape and Island beaches were entertaining bird life more appropriate for Florida than to Massachusetts. While not altogether good news for the birds, it provides lasting memories to birders, and all acknowledge that they have witnessed something they may never see again in their lifetime. Have a fun and safe Labor Day weekend. And until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.